Hello, I'm Annie Musu, a certified EFT tapping master practitioner. I help women build confidence, set boundaries, and enjoy healthy relationships. Welcome to my podcast, Hush Your Mind, building a better relationship with yourself. On this show, I offer practical wisdom to help you clear fears, limiting beliefs, and trauma so that you can gracefully create a life you love. Thanks for being here and joining me in episode number 70 of my podcast, Hush Your Mind, Building a Better Relationship with Yourself. Perfectionism wasn't something I could talk myself out of. For a long time, I didn't even know it was an issue. It was an ingrained habit that I picked up as a kid to stay out of trouble. This extreme striving to perform and achieve helped me gain some respite from my harsh father. Sacrificing my true self helped me make a few friends at school. Though these people didn't always have my best interest at heart, it was better than eating lunch alone. Obsessing about my appearance garnered me attention when I was starving for love. These crumbs of temporary relief trained my nervous system to rely on perfectionism, and it grandly served its purpose when I had few resources. But eventually, all masks must fall for us to feel whole. Telling our inner critic to shut up doesn't work. If we've learned that having unrealistic expectations fills our basic needs, our subconscious will ferociously hold on to this mindset. So, how can we release perfectionism? We start by building a sense of safety within ourselves. We soothe our nervous system so that the survival mode switches off when it doesn't serve us. With time, you not only know but also feel that you are worthy and lovable just as you are. There are many ways to find our way back to ourselves. EFT tapping is my favorite because it's safe, effective, and powerful. In this special podcast episode, I'm going to guide you through a mini EFT tapping session so that you can start letting go of the need to be perfect and reclaim your innate self-worth. Let's dive in. Welcome and thanks for joining me in this EFT tapping session to begin releasing perfectionism. I'm Annie Musu, a certified EFT tapping master practitioner. Let's start by receiving a deep breath. Think of a recent specific moment when your perfectionistic tendencies came up. Perhaps you made a mistake and you beat yourself up about it. Or maybe you've been working on a project and all you can see are the flaws. What tension arises in your body? Where is it in your body? It may be in one or several areas. Or is it just overall anxiety? Take a moment to acknowledge any tension. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the highest, what's the level of intensity of this tension? Keep that number in mind or write it down. It'll be a way to track your progress. And it's okay if you don't feel any physical tension. just tap along anyway. If you're new to tapping, please know that we tap on negative statements first. This may feel uncomfortable as buried emotions rise to the surface to be released. You might yawn, burp, laugh, or cry. You might feel the tension amplifying or moving to another body part before dissipating. Other sensations include buzzing, tingling, and hot-cold sensations. You may feel more relaxed in general. These are signs that stress is being released and EFT is working. If you're heavily traumatized, please don't do this session on your own. Okay, now let's use four fingers of one hand and tap firmly on the side of the other hand. It's the fleshy side of your hand between your pinky finger and your wrist. As you tap continuously, repeat after me and personalize the words as you wish. Even though I feel this tension in my body right now, thinking about this moment when I didn't get it right, I choose to accept myself anyway. Even though I feel this tension in my fill in the blank with the body part. I feel ashamed. I wish I could have been perfect in that moment. I choose to accept myself anyway. Even though I feel this tension in my body right now, I should have said or done it differently. I choose to accept myself anyway. Then tap on the top of your head, right in the center, and say, I feel not good enough. Move to the beginning of your eyebrow, above your nose, using just two fingers for the smaller spaces. Tap while you say, this pressure to always be perfect. Tap on the side of your eye. It's on the bone bordering the outside of your eye. Failure is out of the question. Tap under your eye, on the bone, directly under your eye, acknowledging this tension in my body. Under your nose, between your nose and upper lip, this shame of never being good enough. Under your mouth, right under your bottom lip. I work so hard. Why can't I ever get it right? Collarbone point, right under your collarbone, about 3 inches from the center. this part of me that feels like a loser. Finally, tap under your arm on the side of the body, about 4 inches below your armpit. I'm tired of always trying to be perfect. Now take a deep breath. Okay, think again of the recent moment when your perfectionistic tendencies came up. How does the tension in your body feel now? What level of intensity was it before, and what number is it now? If your number has decreased even a little bit, that's wonderful. You may still be feeling some tension, so let's tap again. Tap on the side of your hand and say, "Even though I still feel this tension right now, it's so hard to release this need to be perfect. I choose to acknowledge how I feel. Even though I still feel this tension right now, I'm tired of trying to get everything right. I choose to have compassion for myself. Even though I still feel this tension right now, I'm so used to beating myself up. Why can't I be kind to myself? I choose to accept myself anyway. Tap on the top of your head. I want to be kinder to myself. Eyebrow. A part of me knows it's impossible to be perfect. Side of your eye. Another part of me can't help striving for perfection. Under your eye. There's too much to do. Under your nose. Acknowledging this remaining tension in my body. Under your mouth. This moment when I failed again. Collarbone. I'm doing the best I know how. Under your arm. I'm doing the best I know how. Take a deep breath. Let's do an affirmative round to wrap up the session. Tap on the side of your hand and say, "Even though I've learned early on that I needed to be perfect, I'm ready to let go of this story. And I give myself permission to grow and evolve. Even though I always feel not good enough, I'm staying open to the idea of embracing my flaws. Even though I've always strived to be perfect, and it's served me in the past, I choose to know that I am worthy and valuable just as I am. Tap on the top of your head. I wonder how it'd feel to release this old habit. Eyebrow. It's okay to make mistakes. That's how we learn. Side of your eye, releasing any remaining tension in my body. Under your eye, sending love to all parts of me that need it. Under your nose, it's safe to be me. Under your mouth, I choose to validate myself. Collarbone. I'm proud of how far I've come. Under your arm, I love, honor, and respect myself. Take a deep breath. Tune into your body again. How's the bodily tension now? What's the level of intensity? Compare this number with your first number. I hope you're feeling calmer and more empowered now. You can tap along to this session again whenever you're feeling anxious to soothe yourself in the moment. Perfectionism often has deep roots, so if the issue persists, reach out for support. If you enjoyed this session and would like personalized guidance, I'm treating free EFT tapping sessions for a short research interview. I'd be delighted to meet with you. You can learn more and sign up at hushyourmind.com/interview. The link is also in the show notes. May you have the courage to love and accept yourself. Be well and take care. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Hush Your Mind. I'm currently offering free EFT tapping sessions in exchange for a short interview. Book your session at hushyourmind.com/interview and get a free EFT meditation and guide for people pleasing. The links are in the show notes. May you have the courage to love and accept yourself. Be well and take care.